The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.
You are tuned to Natural Doc Radio, brought to you by AMT Centers, bringing you health information based on the latest research from respected sources around the world. Learn what you can do to enhance health, strengthen muscles, maximize memory, and energize all the systems of your body. Every day, listen for health information on the latest testing procedures available at AMT centers, as well as the interpretation and action needed based on your test results. Listen for special events at advanced medical testing centers. Tune in. Get healthy. Now, here are your hosts for the hour, Dr. Herb Slavin, MD, and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutrition counselor.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome once again to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here with Dr. Herb Slavin, and as usual, we have an hour packed with information that is critically important for your health and well-being. Good morning, Dr. Slavin.
Good morning, Janet.
And you have been doing some research over the weekend and since yesterday's show. And what are we going to be discussing today?
Well, you know, I think our program has a common theme that when it comes to our health, we are being misled as to what needs to be done.
Absolutely. We are very much misled, by the medical community, the media, the scientific university research community. I mean, all across the board, are getting very, very mixed up messages.
By the government as well. And then you have to ask yourself, well, why is there such a disconnect between what appears to be between two approaches, in other words, you know, what's good for our health, and yet the different agencies seem to contradict what we think is good for our health.
Well, the different agencies is very, very interesting. Might not necessarily have our best health interests in mind, but rather self-perpetuation.
Well, I think that's the problem. You know, I'm just going to put this out there. I think if you're an elected official.
We're going political again today.
No. I think like the rest of us, you get paid according to your productivity. And when it comes to an elected official, let's talk about Congress. It should be, how well is the country doing? You know, if you only have a 1% increase in GDP, you know, you shouldn't be giving yourselves, you know, big salary increases. Just a thought.
How about their per hour income? Very, very, if you actually took a look at how many hours they spend working on the interests of the United States, not the interests that they have for re-election, we'd see that they were getting paid very, very significantly high hourly rates, undeserved. And I'm not going to say it's across the board, but I think that there are certain people in Congress whose focus is very much self-serving.
People could look this up, and I'm not going to name names, but a senator makes $174,000 a year.
Right.
So how do you get into the Senate when you're in debt? You get a salary of $174,000 a year, and now you're worth millions. First-term senator. Just a thought people should look at, because you're peddling influence. That means people are buying your influence, and that shouldn't be allowed. But that's why we're being misled when it comes to our health, when it comes to what we need to do to be healthy. And here's another example. The British Medical Journal released a report stating that children and adolescents have a doubled risk of aggression and suicide when taking one of the five most commonly prescribed antidepressants. And that was just published last month. So we're talking about SSRIs, or SNRIs. That's the serotonin norepinephrine reuptake inhibitors. They're the most commonly prescribed antidepressants. And so we know that, okay, suicide and aggression is a side effect of the drugs being used to treat suicide and aggression. I mean, I think that's, if it weren't so sad, it'd be laughable. You're giving them drugs that create the problem you're trying to treat.
So one of the perspectives that I think is important to bring into this discussion, why are so many children being diagnosed with depression and aggressive behavior? What is diagnosed as abnormal behavior? And I do think that we need to go back to prenatal nutrition, and in particular, the natural delivery rather than cesarean delivery. I think that our technology has overwhelmed common sense.
Now, they give an explanation as to why that is. They say because of poorly designed clinical trials that have been used to assess these antidepressants, they're not poorly designed. They're designed that way intentionally so that they can report findings to get published and gloss over the unwanted associated problems with these drugs. For example, death, aggression, suicide. The studies don't even look into how common those problems become when you have children, adolescents, and adults taking these drugs. I can even state firsthand, I had a patient, went to a psychiatrist, was put on one of these drugs, and then he killed himself. I mean, he didn't kill. He attempted to kill himself. He survived. But, I mean, this is not an uncommon thing. And the interesting thing is when you hear about all these mass shootings going on,
sometimes there's a common thread.
Well, they report that they were on drugs. But for the vast majority of times, that seems to be left out of the reporting.
Glossed over.
The fact that they were probably on antidepressant-type drugs. So what do they look at? The drug Cymbalta, Prozac, Paxil, Zoloft, and Effexor.
It's very interesting, Dr. Slavin, because I have any number of different clients who come to see me, and they're on a handful of drugs that not only create a long list of negative side effects, but also have the potential for significant interference. And they find that they're not getting any of the benefits that the doctor told them, the prescribing doctor told them they would receive by taking these drugs.
Now, you know, as a physician, you take courses in psychiatry. And I remember what the professor was saying. He was saying, there's a chemical imbalance in our brains, and that's why you have to take these drugs. This is their explanation. They don't understand why any of this stuff works or why it does what it does, or even to the extent that it might cause harm. But more importantly, never once is anyone ever asking the question. They're just accepting the chemical imbalance explanation. But what caused the chemical imbalance? You know, what's happening to those people? It's not a drug deficiency. And you can use this, criticism about how healthcare is carried out. They don't care what causes any of these things as long as you prescribe a drug to treat the symptom.
It's getting back to the children, you know, the adolescents and children who are being prescribed these drugs. First of all, a lot of hormonal imbalances when you come to discussing the mental, emotional, psychological states of the teenagers. For the children, you take a look at their food. You take a look at possibly these children have been given formula as infants and possibly been given solid food way too early. They possibly have been delivered by cesarean section, which makes a very, very dramatic change in their biochemistry. So there are a lot of reasons, very significant subtleties that are totally ignored by the medical community. And as you say, no looking at the underlying issues.
And you left out the chemicals injected into the babies, aluminum, mercury,
oh dear,
formaldehyde.
Heaven.
Right. Forget the virus, just the chemicals that go into the baby besides the virus and how that could affect the brain. So the take home here is, before you take any drug, see if you can address the underlying cause of the problem. And if your doctor doesn't understand why you got sick, how could you have any faith that he can make you well? He doesn't know why you got sick. How's he going to make you better?
The thing is, very often, those individuals taking a variety of different drugs for mental state, for insomnia, are not necessarily receiving any support when they attempt to discuss with their doctors ways of very, very gradually weaning off the drug and reestablishing that chemistry that the doctor says is out of balance. And if their chemistry is out of balance, there has to be some reason for it, something that moved it out of balance. And by doing some very intelligent testing, you may very well have a better idea on where to focus your nutritional and supplemental efforts.
And again, that's where testing comes in. I just hate, I like to harp on this subject because it's important for you to know whether you believe in taking drugs or you don't believe in taking drugs. I think you should at least agree that optimum nutrition is better than poor nutrition. And then if I don't know anybody that would like to be poorly nourished if they could be properly nourished.
Well, we're being very much misled about what actually provides nourishment. When you look at certain labels and they say enriched, you think, oh, okay, it's an enhanced nutrient status, when very often the quality of that enrichment is very, very poor and does not even begin to replace what has been lost in the processing approach. That music means it's time for us to take a break here on Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here with Dr. Herb Slavin. And when we come back, more information that you need to hear about in order to make informed decisions for your health. Stay tuned.
Advanced Medical Testing Centers is proud to sponsor Natural Doc Radio, co-hosted by Herbert Slavin and Janet Cimarelli. They're located at 7200 West Commercial Boulevard, Suite 209 in Lauderhill. And you can find them on the web at advancedmedicaltesting.com. Advanced Medical Testing Centers is your premier blood draw center, staffed by professionals with over 15 years' experience. Clean, comfortable, and efficient. They guarantee your appointment time and guarantee the lowest prices. They test for cardiovascular disease, cancer, diabetes, and more. They draw for all specialty labs, including Access, Health Diagnostics, Simulex, Innovative, Quest, LabCorp, and others. Call them today to set up an appointment. 754-216-2332. That's 754-216-2332.
Are you looking for expert advice on how to improve your health, but want to do it from the comfort of your home? Now you can conveniently schedule remote consultations with Janet Cimarelli at janetcimarelli.com. Janet is a licensed nutrition counselor specializing in the field of natural foods and supplements. Janet offers consultations via phone, Skype, or email with the convenient and flexible times to meet the needs of your busy life. Janet will educate you on how to manage your diet and lifestyle to overcome illness. Her areas of expertise include allergies, diabetes, heart disease, hormone replacement, weight management, insomnia, and healthy aging. Don't wait. Schedule your appointment with Janet and she'll guide you to change your diet and change your life. Take control of your health at JanetCimarelli.com. And tune in to hear Janet on Natural Doc Radio, Monday through Friday, 10 a.m., right here on this station.
And welcome back. You're tuned to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here with Dr. Herb Slavin, and we're talking about the way the physicians, the pharmaceutical companies, and the government agencies controlling the release of these pharmaceuticals play fast and loose with your good health. Dr. Slavin?
Janet, you know, I mentioned earlier in the show, how does a first-term senator making $174,000 a year become a millionaire? First-term senator.
His wife works for Goldman Sachs.
Well, I don't know if that's not that one. But here's my, just looking back at this, you know, when Congress first opened, or the Senate first started in 1789 through 1815, the senators were paid $6 a day. And I think that's a good idea. Pay them
by the
day they work.
There you go.
Because they don't work 365 days a year. They get more vacation time than all of us. But then if you get into the modern era, up until, let's say, 1986, they were making $75,000 a year. So where am I going here? I want to know how many people have doubled their salary since 1985.
And look at how what used to be a little bit of an increase every few years is now every year a very significant increase.
So in 1986, they were making $75,000. Today, they're making $174,000. That's more than a 100% increase. And the country is, you know, you could say, well, if the country is doing great and we're all doing great along with the politicians, that's fine.
Let's pay our policymakers that made this possible.
But, I can say personally, I think physicians aren't making any more today than they were in 1985.
Oh, wait a minute.
Well, let me say it a different way.
Yes.
Insurance reimbursements haven't really gone up during that time. Now, I'm just, making a statement that I can check on exactly.
Okay.
But I think that they really haven't changed much. But I haven't gone up 100% guaranteed. So that's what I'm just saying. You know, imagine that from 85, so 30 years, the salaries more than doubled for the senators. I don't think it's double for everybody else.
No.
I think that's what we have to
okay, so they're making $174,000 a year, mm-hmm. and they have not, I think we can pretty much all agree on the fact that they have not been very productive. They certainly have not been involved in thoughtful economic support.
Well, when you say they haven't been productive, they certainly have. They've more than doubled their salaries. They just haven't been productive for the rest of us.
Right. There you go.
It's just, you know, that I just think, you know, we control, we vote for people. We have the control. We should exercise that control in a educated fashion.
It's very interesting, though. How do you find out about, or how do you evaluate the potential for self-interest or best interests of the population when someone's running for office? It's a very difficult thing.
Now, here's something, you know, I sort of left out. They get $174,000 a year, but that doesn't include their benefits. You know, when we get our salaries, we got to pay for our benefits ourselves. Both the House... Both houses of Congress, that's the Senate and Congress, have not raised their salaries since 2009. Well, this is an old one.
Right.
The highest of these, the Speaker gets $223,000. The point is they're making a lot of money, but they're not doing a good job. You know, if they were in the private sector, I think this is a better way of doing it. If this was a corporation that they were running and a corporation was losing money and doing so poorly for its product, they'd all be fired. And yet, you know, I think what happens is nobody really pays attention. And that's a shame because...
So here are these people who are being compensated regardless of their productivity with regard to their focused jobs within Congress. So different committees need to produce different legislation. It's very, very interesting what might be coming out of the committees that have a control over FDA approval, that kind of interaction. What do they hear from the FDA administrators that ultimately allows a variety of different drugs onto the marketplace, that ultimately allows a law to be passed preventing people from knowing what the status is of a particular food? Is it genetically modified? What are the chemical contents in this? You mentioned yesterday about fats and so reducing the serving size so that it looked like there was no trans fat. Right. So there's so much misleading information coming out of our political leaders' legislative efforts.
You know what the one thing most of the politicians have in common? That's their profession. They're professional politicians. I think there should be a requirement that any person that runs for a political office should have been a success in the private sector beforehand. This way they know what life is about. Instead, they make their wealth on the taxpayers' back, and they don't do a good job because they don't have any clue what it takes to do a good job.
Okay, and so should we move back to the original area of our discussion with regard to mental health and the pharmaceutical companies?
Well, we see this affecting us that way, that they're so easily, you know, if you have to get wealthy as a politician, that means you have to take contributions from lobbyists and special interest groups. That's how they get wealthy. And this is why we're being told, or for example, vaccines are being mandated in California, for example. And they're being, foisted upon us, even if they're not mandated yet in most of the states, because of the special interest group and lobbyists being able to buy off the politicians. That's why I say, you know, they should be independent. They shouldn't need to be, you know, ideally, they should come to Congress like they used to as a volunteer. And it should be for a set period of time. And then they go home and let somebody else do it. Now, we were talking about all the side effects from taking antidepressants. And then on the break, you mentioned the side effects of some of the sleeping medications like Ambien. And I wonder how many of our listeners actually know what this means. Complex sleep-related behavior.
My guess is people wouldn't put a lot of effort into attempting to figure out what that meant. Okay, you had nightmares, maybe? That would be a very benign interpretation of that.
But aside from that, some of these serious reactions associated with Ambien, which is a widely prescribed sleep medication, include depression, suicide, aggressive behavior. You've got your complex sleep-related behavior. That's sleepwalking in all of its forms. Sleepwalking could mean you could go out, get into your car, start driving around while you're asleep. I mean, that's kind of serious. I think if you're going to take Ambien, don't be the only one in your house and make sure someone locks the doors.
Okay, you're capable of unlocking the doors. You're capable of finding the keys to your car, getting in, starting the car, and driving away, all while being
asleep.
You are asleep. There are people, one of the very, very common effects of the Ambien is going into the kitchen and having a nighttime eating. And then when awakening in the morning, going into the kitchen, who made this terrible mess in the kitchen? Why is the refrigerator door open? Why are there packages strewn all over? Very, very common.
We very effectively help women in particular who have problems with insomnia by just restoring their progesterone levels to their proper level. You know, the mainstream medicine never checks progesterone levels. In fact, we had a patient yesterday. No, we didn't have it. Somebody was talking to me about a patient. They were just put on birth control pills. Why were they put on birth control pills? Because they had some acne and...
Migraines, very heavy periods.
Yeah, I don't remember the other reason.
Painful periods.
Oh, I know what it was.
Irregular periods.
Their testosterone was high.
Ooh.
So put on, and then, you know, the patient didn't feel well with the
birth control pills,
you know, the artificial hormones. But the doctors never look into why the patient has acne or why the patient's testosterone levels are high and correct the problem. You can correct it without taking artificial hormones. But this is what's happening to us, and I hope that, you know, when you see a physician and they do something that seems odd to you, and by odd meaning prescribe a medication, that you at least have an understanding. So, all right, doc, why do I have acne? Oh, take this birth control pill. You won't have it. Well, why is my testosterone level high? Take this birth control pill. It'll fix it. You know, you're not addressing the underlying cause of the problem. So...
And you are actually potentially worsening the problem because you're introducing into your body that is already not necessarily processing hormones very well, you are then putting a chemical form of a hormone, a man-made dysfunctional form of any one of the hormones. And when you start looking at the different birth control prescriptions, you see that the estrogens are a variety of different estrogens produced by so many different pharmaceutical companies, and they are not necessarily very well metabolized by your body. And then you think about your liver attempting to process these hormones. You think about your body attempting to utilize the hormones to achieve homeostasis. Keep in mind, that's something that your body is very, very well equipped to do, except when you introduce a variety of unknown, unfamiliar chemicals into your body under the guise of prescription medication. That music means it's time for us to take a break here on Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here with Dr. Herb Slavin. We will be back after these messages.
Did you know that you can be eating a healthy diet, but that your body may not be absorbing the vitamins and nutrients from your foods? Advanced Medical Testing Centers is a premier blood draw center servicing Genova Diagnostics Lab. Genova offers an advanced comprehensive blood test that identifies your body's deficiencies in absorbing vitamins, nutrients, and essential cofactors. Advanced Medical Testing Centers is located at 7200 West Commercial Boulevard in Lauderhill. They offer an on-time appointment guarantee and the lowest price guarantee. Schedule your appointment today for a blood draw for the Genova Diagnostics Nutritional Evaluation Test. Call Advanced Medical Testing Centers at 754-216-2332. That's 754-216-2332. Or visit us at amtcenters.com.
The Institute of Advanced Medicine brings you the latest in natural health care. Reviewing the published research, attending conferences with health experts from around the world, that allows the healthcare team at the Institute of Advanced Medicine in Lauderhill to provide you the quality and experience you're searching for in a healthcare team. Testing to target your individual needs and treating with natural and holistic approaches The goal is wellness. You can reach the Institute of Advanced Medicine easily on Commercial Boulevard, just west of the Florida Turnpike, or three blocks east of University Drive in Lauderhill. You can call us 954-748-4991 to learn more. 954-748-4991. Welcome back. You're tuned to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli here with Dr. Herb Slavin, and we're talking about the risks of using pharmaceutical medication, and in general, that's the reply and the solution you're going to receive from your mainstream physician when you're attempting to overcome a particular symptom.
It's interesting that the physician apparently did a hormone test to find out her testosterone levels were high. It's kind of strange. But here's how we would approach it. We get their hormone levels. That would mean with estradiol, progesterone, DHEA, pregnenolone. Not just testosterone, but free testosterone. That's important. Check their thyroid hormone levels, because that plays a role here as well. Take a history of what kind of diet they have. Find out if they're taking any other medications or not. And that's what you have to do before you can even go any further. And, and what I said just took at least a half hour. So we know it's not being done with physicians. Because who spends a half hour with a patient anymore?
Who asks the patients what they're eating? It just doesn't happen.
So you can see that when you go to a doctor, think about it. You go into a prescriptionist, because that's guaranteed most of the time that's what he's going to do, is write a prescription, instead of taking the time to understand what the underlying cause of the problem is. And they don't know how to do that because their training is in prescribing drugs.
Okay, it's very, very interesting, because over the years what I have seen is a clump of symptoms, and ultimately those that group of symptoms then becomes a syndrome, and that is a named syndrome that the doctors are able to discuss with their patients and work on from a pharmaceutical perspective. And then very often that syndrome moves into a category of disease. And when it is categorized as a disease, the only acceptable approach for treating or curing that disease is a pharmaceutical. And that's the law. And I'm saying that's the law. Dr. Slavin has a quizzical look on his face, and I'm saying it's the law because I am not allowed as a nutritionist to treat or prevent any disease. So I can work with dietary choices that might minimize certain symptoms, but I can't treat or cure a disease with natural substances.
Well, all right. I'm glad you brought that up.
You're glad? Okay. Where are we going?
Who writes the laws? The politicians.
Those
who buys off the politicians? The drug companies. Hence, we have the law. You have to use drugs to treat a disease because the drug companies want it to happen that way. Isn't that interesting? Let's switch topics for a second. I guess some of you in the audience have been to Germany. I've been there, but I'm not a beer drinker. But beer is big in Germany. Big in a lot of those countries in Europe.
True.
Right?
Yes.
And they say here, in fact, it's so big it's almost a food group there.
Well, when you think about it, it is not the adulterated beverage that we've come to recognize as beer here in the United States.
Well, here's what they discovered in Germany. They found that many of their top beers contain the primary ingredient in Monsanto's main herbicide Roundup called glyphosate.
Whoa!
So glyphosate is turning up in the beer now. So, well, why is that an issue again? World Health Organization says glyphosate's a probable carcinogen. So do you want to be drinking a carcinogenic contaminants in your beer? And but here's what happens, though. So, of course, not everybody agrees that glyphosate is a carcinogen, and not everybody agrees that you have to worry about it.
Our FDA and our Congress don't agree that we have to worry about it.
So the German Brewers Association reacted to this study by saying it's not credible. It's usually what happens when you don't get the results you want. And they went on to admit that low residues of the likely human carcinogen could not be completely prevented from winding up in beers.
Because?
The herbicide is now found virtually everywhere after decades of use in agriculture. So, I mean, you want to understand why we're getting sick. Look at what these politicians have allowed to happen because they're being paid off by companies like Monsanto.
I came across a quote from Henry Kissinger yesterday, and it said, if you want to control the banks, control the oil, if you want to control the population, control the food. Mm-hmm. We are so manipulating what we have come to accept as food and really is very much adulterated food substances.
Now, this was a industry-funded science suggests that the higher the dose of a chemical, the more dangerous it is. That makes sense. However, there are independent studies showing that many toxic chemicals have as much or more of an influence on our health at low doses. So, in other words, you don't have to have an accumulated high dose to get sick from something. Even at low doses, these chemicals that would naturally make you very sick at higher doses can affect your health at low doses. How do they do that? They affect your hormones. Endocrine disruptors. We've used that term before. A study done by the European Union looking at these endocrine disruptors, they found that, first of all, it's costing the European Union $150 billion a year to treat the side effects of these chemicals. They stated these chemicals lower IQ, account for adult obesity, autism. And because it's an endocrine disruptor, you know, it's been associated with things like breast cancer. So maybe, you know, it's not the alcohol in beer that might be a concern. Maybe it's these other chemicals that are winding up in the beer that you don't know about.
So we are being bombarded from a variety of different perspectives with substances that have severe, serious impact on maintaining good health.
Now, in Germany, the glyphosate task force website says that glyphosate is not an endocrine disruptor. The only problem with that is, and it sounds very official, the glyphosate task force website, it's run by the pesticide companies. So you wouldn't expect them to say anything else. But when you look at published peer-reviewed findings about glyphosate, it's known to alter hormone levels in female catfish, affecting their egg viability. So they came to the conclusion it was harmful to catfish. It disrupts the production of progesterone in the cells of mice.
So that makes very, very perfect sense when you start to think about in the very short-term animal studies that have been done with glyphosate and, in particular, Roundup, the fertility has been dramatically disrupted. So the fertility is decreased. The number of live offspring is decreased and the viability of the live offspring is decreased. So when you think about it, perhaps this is a governmental and pharmaceutical partnership to reduce world population while making money at the very same time. Because when you reduce world population, don't you reduce the potential for income? So you have to make your money before you reduce the population.
Now, here's a study that was done with glyphosate in human cells. They found that it prevented the action of androgens, that's the male sex hormones. So if it prevents the action of androgens, then that's talking about the masculinizing hormones at levels up to 800 times lower than the glyphosate residue levels allowed in some genetically modified crops. In other words, you're putting safe, quote, safe levels on the crops. 800 times lower than those safe levels is having a negative impact on humans. DNA damage was found in human cells treated with glyphosate herbicides at these very low levels.
So. I'm going to throw in a very common drug that has been prescribed, I'm going to say, universally to so many men and women over the age of 50 here in the United States. And what am I talking about? I'm talking about cholesterol-lowering drugs, particularly the statin drugs. And so the statin drugs, when you take a look at the potential side effects, they very, very much can affect not only your liver, and because they affect how your liver functions, then they also are going to have an impact on your hormones. They not only affect your liver and your hormones, but they affect your brain chemistry and your immune function. So here we have people with DNA damage, potential DNA damage because of glyphosate exposure. And we're throwing into that mix the statin class drugs that reduces your ability to have your liver balance your hormones, reduces your immune system capacity for cells that have DNA damage. I mean, this chemical onslaught is, it seems to me, Dr. Slavin, almost too much to be overcome. And we can make very, very high quality choices with regard to our food. And I'm going to say organic, 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 as much as your budget allows. Vegetables to the extent that your taste buds allow. High quality protein, good quality fibers, superior quality fats. You want to support your liver and your brain and your immune system. So quality is what you're after in your diet. And then you need to support that quality diet where your body might not necessarily be able to get the vitamins and minerals it needs to for enhanced function. That music means that it's time for a break here on Natural Doc Radio. We'll be back with more. Stay tuned.
Advanced Medical Testing Centers is proud to sponsor Natural Doc Radio, co-hosted by Dr. Herbert Slavin, MD, and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutrition counselor. We are located at 7200 West Commercial Boulevard, Suite 209 in Lauderhill, and you can find us on the web at amtcenters.com. Advanced Medical Testing Centers is your premier blood draw center, staffed by professionals with over 15 years' experience, clean, comfortable, and efficient. We guarantee your appointment time and guarantee the lowest price. We test for cardiovascular disease, cancer, diabetes, and more. We draw for all specialty labs, including Access, Health Diagnostic, Singulex, Innovative, Quest, LabCorp, and others. Call us today to set up an appointment. 754-216-2332. That's 754-216-2332.
Hi, I'm Janet Zimmerelli, licensed nutrition counselor and co-host of Natural Doc Radio. If you're in search of the fountain of youth, if you're trying to figure out how to stay young and healthy, there are three main factors that will determine how well you age. The good news is you can take control of all of them and dramatically slow down your aging process. Through my counseling sessions, I work with clients and manage these three areas to stay young, vibrant, and healthy. I can help you maintain optimal health that will keep you looking and feeling young again. I provide you with the in-depth knowledge and information you need to slow the aging process. So schedule your appointment today, JanetCimarelli.com. Don't wait, your clock is ticking.
And welcome back. You're tuned to Natural Doc Radio. Dr. Slavin has come across some very, very important information that he is about to share with us. Dr. Slavin?
Well, you know, I was going to talk about it, and I forgot. And when Janet mentioned statins before the break, I remembered because I got two letters in the mail from insurance companies. And here's what they said. One is, they said, your patient has cardiovascular disease. And there's no evidence that you're giving that patient a statin drug. The 2013 American Heart Association guidelines on the treatment of blood cholesterol to reduce atherosclerotic cardiovascular disease in adults recommend statins to lower the risk for major cardiovascular events in people with clinical cardiovascular disease, independent of what their cholesterol levels are. So in other words, they're saying, I don't care what your cholesterol is. If you have cardiovascular disease, you should be on a statin drug.
Big Brother is watching you, Dr. Slavin.
Then they say, if your patient fits this clinical profile, and if not already done or contraindicated, consider adding a statin to your patient's medical regimen.
So that insurance company knows what drug she's taking?
Oh, for sure.
And they get that report from the pharmacy.
Yeah, because they're paying for it, so they know. Then they say, we respect your important role in this patient's care, and we truly value your insight and professional opinion. Thank you for the time for helping to ensure the best possible care. Well, the best possible care for a patient isn't handing out drugs. Just a thought. So that's not, then I got another one. This is, just so you know what's going on here. And now they want you to really put all your health records so anybody could look at it. It's bad enough now that this is coming from the drug companies, because at least in my office, our records are private. Here's a letter about another patient. Your patient is between 40 and 75 years of age and has recent pharmacy claims for anti-diabetic therapy, but no claim for a statin or any other lipid-lowering drug. The American Diabetes Association currently recommends the use of a statin as lipid management for diabetic patients. Please consider statin therapy for this diabetic patient as appropriate.
Let me tell you about a client that I saw yesterday. This person has been diagnosed with lung cancer and is receiving chemotherapy and radiation. And at the same time he's receiving chemotherapy and radiation, he is on a very, very significant dose of a statin class drug. And very, very important research information shows that statins interfere with the ability of white blood cells to be delivered to the site of an infection, interfere with how your immune system is meant to work. When you go to WestonAPrice.org, you see that statin drugs have been associated in research studies with increasing the risk of cancer. So it's very, very interesting to me that insurance companies are communicating with the physicians in charge of the patient's medical care, and suggesting that the only way to have truly comprehensive medical care is to use a statin drug.
Okay, here's on the American Diabetes Association website who their supporters are. AstraZeneca, and these are the, there are a lot of supporters, but these are the ones that contribute at least $500,000 a year. AstraZeneca, Boehringer Ingelheim, Eli Lilly, GlaxoSmithKline, Janssen Pharmaceuticals, Johnson & Johnson, Merck, Novo Nordisk, Pfizer, and Sanofi. Now, is it any surprise that the American Diabetes Association is going to recommend statin drugs to diabetics? That's why they're getting the money from these corporations.
Ooh, very interesting. Some strategic partners in the diabetes organization, Nutrisystem. And I cannot say with certainty, but I'd say that it's worth investigating. What are the sweeteners and what are the ingredients in the food that is being delivered to Nutrisystem users? My guess is it's very, very highly processed. And though it would contain specific levels of vitamins and minerals, fibers, and so on, it may very well have fillers and sweeteners that are less than desirable.
Okay, yeah. Nutrisystem is the one you see advertised with Marie Osmond. She looks good. She lost 50 pounds.
She looks fabulous.
So they're a supporter of the American Diabetes Association. Now, I have to tell you, in honesty, if you're, you know, 50 pounds, 75 pounds overweight, you know, I wouldn't be against something like Nutrisystem if it helps you get the weight off. But I am against the continuation of products like that because it's really poor quality food. For that price, it can't be good quality food.
Unfortunately, there may be something that's very stimulating to the metabolism in the food, and that when you stop using the food, there seems to be an almost guaranteed rebound effect to gain back at least some of the weight that's been lost. I've spoken to so many people about that.
That have been on Nutrisystem, and they lose the weight, and then they gain it right back. Well, right. Well, here's what I tell people. I don't like any of these diet or weight loss programs because you're not learning how to eat in the real world. So you follow the program, and then when you get off it, you go back to the old way of eating, and guess what happens? The same things happen that happened before.
Okay, MetaFast might be a program that some people could consider because essentially it's meant to teach people what the portion size that's correct looks like. So very, very much focusing on a plate that is complete with a protein, a little bit of a starch and vegetables, a certain amount of fat, and a very, very reasonable portion.
Now, here's the American Heart Association. You know, they're the ones that give you all those recommendations like I just read. Oh, you better put your patient on a statin drug. Well, the American Heart Association is a strategic coalition of 10 leading pharmaceutical companies, including Bristol-Myers Squibb, Novartis, AstraZeneca, Merck, GlaxoSmithKline, Takeda, Pfizer, Sanofi, Merck, Eli Lilly. So tell me.
Where are your informational tidbits coming from? If they're coming from the American Heart Association, if they're coming from the American Diabetes Association, they are coming from pharmaceuticals.
So when something is sponsored by the American Heart Association or the American Diabetes Association, they're really sponsored by the drug companies, and this is their way of disguising their sponsorship. But this is what you should know. When the American Heart Association recommends a drug, it's the drug company saying, buy my drug.
Okay, would you look up the American Cancer Society, Dr. Slavin? And the reason that I'm suggesting looking up this particular organization, I've just seen very, very emotionally engaging commercials on television to send money to the American Cancer Society. And it's okay. Here it is. The American Cancer Society in bed with Big Pharma.
So they said the big pharma companies will seemingly stop at nothing to keep your money while keeping you sick, only to undergo rounds of expensive chemo or radiation, along with single doses of cancer drugs that cost upwards of $30,000. So what are some of the drug companies? AstraZeneca?
AstraZeneca, in addition to manufacturing some of the chemotherapy drugs, also it has a chemical partner company corporation that makes some of the pesticides that are suppressive of immune function. And we have so much information to share with you, and we will be back tomorrow from 10 to 11 here on Natural Doc Radio. And when we come back, we'll do a lot of really fast talking so that we can provide all of the information that this research has shown us. And to all of our listeners, thanks so much for tuning in. We'll be back tomorrow at 10. Bye-bye.
This one.
You have been listening to Natural Doc Radio, brought to you by AMT Centers, bringing you health information based on the latest research from respected sources around the world. Learn what you can do to enhance health, strengthen muscles, maximize memory, and energize all the systems of your body. Listen every day for health information on the latest testing procedures available at AMT Centers, as well as the interpretation and action needed based on your test results. Listen for special events at Advanced Medical Testing Centers. Tune in again next time and get healthy. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.